The Nature of Reality, William Hand, FRC.
Let us begin this article with a few quotations. Sir James Jeans, The Mysterious Universe, 1930. The stream of human knowledge is heading towards a non-mechanical reality. The universe begins to look more like a great thought than a great machine. Mind no longer appears to be an accidental intruder into the realm of matter. We are beginning to suspect that we ought rather to hail it as the creator and governor of this realm. Max Planck, 1944. There is no matter as such. All matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force which brings the particle of an atom to vibration and holds this most minute solar system of the atom together. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. Nikola Tesla. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Albert Einstein. There comes a time when the mind takes a higher plane of knowledge but can never prove how it got there. Time is not all what it seems. It does not flow in only one direction, and the future exists simultaneously with the past. Now he has departed from the strange world a little ahead of me. That means nothing. People like us who believe in physics know that the distinction between past, present, and future is only a stubbornly persistent illusion. Sri Aurobindo. Consciousness is the fundamental thing in existence. It is the energy, the motion, the movement of consciousness, and all that is in it. The microcosm and the macrocosm are nothing but consciousness arranging itself. Norman Friedman, Bridging Science and Spirit, 1994. One of the most significant contributions to contemporary physics was Einstein's discovery of the equivalence of mass and energy. A fundamental equivalence we have seen in this examination is that of matter slash energy and consciousness. This means that all existence is a form of consciousness and is alive in some sense. Inert or dead matter is an illusion. Helen Blavatsky. Illusion is an element that enters into all finite things, for everything that exists has only a relative, not an absolute, reality. Whatever plane our consciousness may be acting in, both we and the things belonging to that plane are, for the time being, our only realities. Beginning of article. Albert Einstein was as much a mystic as a scientist. Was he accessing a higher state when he thought E equals MC squared? He could have alternatively interpreted the equation as energy equals motion of consciousness squared. Energy is consciousness in rapid motion. Consciousness in motion generates its realities by focus of intention. If you apply this definition to your own volition, you may agree that it is equally valid. What do you see when you look at the world around you? People, trees, plants, houses, animals, etc. Everything looks solid and permanent, but is it really? Quantum physics tells us that, at the subatomic level, all is just energy expressed as waves of varying frequency. It is only when something comes along and observes and decodes these waves, and all the complicated connections with each other, as others decode as well, that a consensual physical reality springs into view. At a basic level, matter itself is combining quantum waves allowing atoms to form, which then combine and form molecules, which then combine and build structures such as rocks, water, minerals, etc. The complexity of this process in the material universe is colossal, but is undertaken according to laws of physics and attraction. So we have a complexity of waves, known to Rosicrucians as vibrations, that potentially can stay as waves or, if decoded, more familiar structures. All people would agree what a chair looks like, or a rose, or a bird. Our physical senses decode the complex frequencies of the quantum waves comprising the chair. Given that all people have similar senses and brains, then all can agree that a chair is a chair. There might be subtle differences, of course, but nearly all would agree on seeing a chair or a bird or a rose or anything else. With these experiences, we label objects and give them names so we have the experience of a solid external reality, quote, out there, unquote. The combining of quantum waves is down to the laws of physics, and these laws limit the physical universe to what we understand now. Basically, quote, space-time, unquote. And so, if we use just our senses and brain, we see a universe constrained by the laws of physics. There is a sense of time as physical structures change. Physical reality is a kind of moving simulation. Let us expand on this by considering virtual reality, VR. In VR, you live in an artificially created world where you find objects and interact with them. But it is a world created by programming code running on a computer, code developed by something else, a team of programmers. You can immerse yourself in these new worlds and convince yourself that this is the universe, all that is. But it is only a simulation governed by the constraints of the code. Unnervingly, if the code is hacked, then the simulation and your perception changes. Now substituting, quote, laws of physics, unquote, and, quote, interaction of quantum waves, unquote, for, quote, code, unquote, you can then hopefully see that physical reality and VR worlds are conceptually very similar. In a VR world, you decode by looking, moving, and interacting. In physical reality, you decode by looking, moving, and interacting. We call this, quote, living, unquote. You are immersed, but not totally. In the VR scenario, you can take the headset off and everything changes. In physical reality, you can meditate or go to sleep and everything changes. After bodily death, the change in your reality will be immense, for you will have no physical senses left. Let us do a thought experiment. Remove senses one by one. What are you left with? With no senses, you cannot decode physically, but you are still, quote, there, unquote. So where is your, quote, there, unquote? This leads us to ask what it is that is doing the actual decoding. Here we come to the essence of this article. It has to be consciousness doing the decoding. And if this is the case, then decoded objects exist as part of consciousness. But what is consciousness? I will offer a definition, apart from the usual, quote, awareness on different levels, unquote, and see where it leads us. If we say that energy, and all scientists agree that the working of our universe is down to energy, is, quote, consciousness in motion, unquote, namely, that it is a force, then it is a force that just is. It is a timeless force, an intelligent force that operates in myriads of ways that Rosicrucians call, quote, the cosmic, unquote. The cosmic incorporates the laws of physics in the universe we know about, and also in other dimensions and universes that we do not know about or have not yet realized. Now we can see the beauty of Einstein's conventional E equals mc² equation. E equals consciousness in motion equals mass times the speed of light squared. Matter, therefore, has an equivalence to consciousness. So reality is down to consciousness, and it is also about perception, given that we are ultimately decoding quantum waves. What we perceive is what we believe, and what we believe is what we experience. So our experience of the world is down to our perception. If our perception changes, the experience of our world changes too. Change your perception and your reality changes. In centuries past, people had a perception that the world was flat. After all, it looked flat, and that was therefore their reality. Of course, we can now perceive the world as a globe, and so our, quote, reality, unquote, is different. But both these realities, flat world versus globe world, are equally valid. For we can never know the, quote, actuality, unquote, lying behind the every perceived, quote, reality, unquote. We can only know what we perceive, and this is our reality. In centuries to come, higher dimensions or more universes may be discovered, and our Earth may then be experienced very differently. A new reality. Finally, I'd like to say a few words about time. Time is a strange thing. We are all aware of it due to change and things like the regularity of seasons. But it is a concept necessary for understanding our physical space-time universe. But when we think of the past or even recreate visions of the past, where are we? When we sit quietly, creating realistic visualizations of the future, where are we? Most everyone will say we are, quote, in the present, unquote, or as some would say, quote, in the now, unquote. But when are you ever out of the now? When are you in the past or in the future? Never, because they are concepts and we only have the now. We need a measure of something called time in order to measure speed or rate of change or understanding vibrations. Even space is measured in terms of time when we measure distance in terms of, quote, light years, unquote. But that is only because our physical universe, our physical reality, is constrained by the speed of light. Other dimensions, other universes, and other realities will have different rules, a bit like putting a different VR game into your headset. Hopefully, you will now have an understanding that reality is about how you decode something, an experience. Changing your perception changes your reality. If a critical mass of people were able to change their perception to one of a better world, the whole world would change to conform to that perception, and our dreams and hope for a better future would be realized. That's worth thinking about. Do we now need a new headset?